You're a pro multitasker.
We'll see. We'll see how it comes out.
I'm also impressed because the social anxiety I have of going to any event is usually pretty freaking high. Mm-hmm. But then to go to a work-related social event, like, wow.
Well, it's different because it's kind of sad. This girl that I work with has been there since I started, and I've been at the place I work for over 5 years now. And she's been the one that I've like been the closest with. Like, we hang out outside of work. You know, things just have gotten kind of crazy at our office, and I think she's honestly considered leaving multiple times.
Yeah.
And finally just pulled the trigger. I think her and her husband are moving anyway. So she was going to be moving and just like staying on remote, but she just decided like, this isn't good for my mental health anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm excited because like we hang out anyways. And like, honestly, all of my coworkers are like pretty like on the younger side, or like we're all cool, you know, we all get a little crazy at work events and like company parties and stuff. So it's chill. It's not like networking or anything. Like, we're probably going to make asses of ourselves tonight and have fun. So
that's fun.
Yeah. But I will have anxiety over getting there, parking, waiting to go in, hoping I can find the table that everybody's at, not look awkward, looking around for that table, and then sitting by someone that I maybe don't love to sit by.
God.
You know, all that bullshit. And then how will we leave? Like,
that's mine.
I'm tired, but I feel guilty and I don't want to leave, but I really want to leave because I'm tired. Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That is social anxiety in a bottle.
So fun.
Oh, love it.
I'm going to ease your nerves with some random facts that I think are going to blow your mind.
All right.
I saw this on a TikTok the other day, and it kind of put me down the rabbit hole of other ones because I am such a nerd and I love history. And as a person that I like to say that I try to stay involved and, you know, like activism, or I can always be better, but just kind of knowing our place on the spectrum of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as Americans, we tend to think of history as like this really elongated thing when really like we're just kind of a blip in the overall thing. Right. So I found this page on, as my emails come in, talk about anxiety. I have
ignore it.
From Bored Panda. They are historical facts that will mess with your perception of time. So basically what these are going to be are like people or events. And usually there's going to be like two different things happen simultaneously to kind of show you where this overlap is happening, where in your brain you've kind of stored these historical events and eras and totally separate filing cabinets, but it's not really the case. Okay. I think this first one is probably one of the craziest ones. So our 10th president, what was his name?
That's a funny question. I don't freaking know.
His name was John Tyler.
Okay. Wait, really?
Yeah, John Tyler.
I don't think I've ever even heard of that name.
Wow, that's rude.
Is there a song out there that people sing to know the president names? Because I never learned it. Probably.
Read it for next week.
Anyway, John Tyler.
He's our 10th president. He was born in 1790.
Okay.
He has two living grandchildren.
Grand?
Yes.
They're probably like in their 80s, right?
So this is the math on it. He was born in 1790.
Yep.
He had his son when he was 63 years old.
Damn!
In 1853.
Okay. Got it.
So then that son had a son when he was 75.
What?
And he had another son when he was 71. And those were in the 20s.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So you kind of hear about, you know, like teen moms and like, well, if I had a kid when I was 16 and then that kid had a kid when they're 16, you'd be a grandparent at like 50. This is the exact opposite of that.
Right.
So the 10th president has grandchildren still just kind of chilling.
I don't want to know how old their wives were.
Oh, God.
Because I feel like that's probably.
Yeah, we probably won't discuss that. But here's another one. So another one is Marilyn Monroe and Queen Elizabeth were born in the same year.
Okay. See, that's like the Martin Luther King Jr. and Anne Frank one.
Yes, that's what I was going to say later. I think those are fascinating because, again,
well,
I don't know
Queen Elizabeth is like an old person and you know Marilyn Monroe who died younger. So they're stuck in your head in their era of when people knew them the most or current.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Especially with that Anne Frank and Martin Luther King one. I think you always picture Anne Frank as a young child.
Yeah.
But even Dr. King was not that old.
No, not at all.
I think he was like late 20s, early 30s, which is just absurd because I'm thinking, I'm late 20s, early 30s. What am I doing with my life?
What have I done?
There was a tortoise who died in 2006, RIP. Her name was Harriet the Tortoise.
Oh, Harriet.
She would have seen Charles Darwin in person. And Harriet. That's because Harriet came from the Galapagos, which is where he did his revolutionary studies on evolution, blah, blah, blah. So
see, that's another thing that like, I don't have a time frame in my mind on when that happened, but it sounds like something that should have been like in the 1600s.
Yeah. You think it'd be like forever ago.
Maybe not that long ago, but like, yeah.
We were in middle school in 2006. I mean, like that isn't terribly long ago.
No.
Okay. Here's number four. And by the way, as we go through these, I want you to figure out like which one's the most mind-blowing to you.
Okay.
I have 15 of them. Number four, woolly mammoths were still alive while the Egyptians were building the pyramids.
That's insane.
I can't wrap my head around that one because of, I think, time and climate. Like you're picturing these like really cold tundras and I don't know, I'm thinking of Ice Age. Like the DreamWorks movie.
Yeah. We see the
slosh. And that feels like forever ago before people even.
Yeah, but I mean that's cave people and stuff. So
this one,
the next one.
To me, I think this one was the most mind-blowing when I was going through. Oxford University in England existed for hundreds of years before the Aztec Empire was founded.
And when was that founded?
The Aztecs were founded in the 1400s, so around 1428.
What?
And Oxford is back in the 1000s.
I like don't understand.
I know.
I need a reference on what exactly they were then, because like I am imagining a university, like a modern university, like
there's like these
lords and like like serfs like going to college and taking classes on like human anatomy or something.
They're wearing backpacks. Getting their acceptance letters on stone tablets.
Yeah, their laptops are stone tablets and they are like, okay, everybody, get out your picks. Take notes.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm sure it's exactly like that.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, George Washington died in 1799. The first dinosaur fossil was discovered in 1824. So wow. George Washington never knew dinosaurs existed.
Yeah. What is it? What is it that I saw? I don't remember what it was. I don't think that we discovered or like came up with the theory that the dinosaurs went extinct by the comet until like the 80s or 90s.
What?
So Yeah. And so there were like videos and like educational things of dinosaurs just like dying. And like, that was their extinction because like, just like, you know, starving or something.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it was as soon as that. So I mean, we'll have to look that up, but I'm pretty sure it was like the 80s or something.
So there's a chance our parents didn't even learn that the dinosaurs yeah. were hit by a comet.
Yeah.
And until, now it's like, universal we held truth.
Yeah.
Imagine going your whole life and never understanding that dinosaurs existed. Like, I feel like he kind of got shorted in that.
Yeah, that sucks.
Because, you know, like a lot of kids' birthday parties, there's like a dinosaur themed birthday at least mm-hmm. once. So he never really had that.
Yeah. Sucks.
Jurassic Park. He never got to see Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
Nintendo was founded when Jack the Ripper was still on the loose.
Okay. That was, I knew when that was.
1889.
Okay. Yeah. That's insane. Well, I mean, what, again, what were they making then?
Originally, it was playing cards.
Interesting. Because, I mean, shit, when did the first computer even come about?
I'd say like World War II-ish.
So a long time after then. So they were making cards for a long time.
Yeah.
Just cards. That's so cool.
Number 8 is the one that you said with Dr. Kang and Anne Frank.
Yeah, that's the one I see the most. And I'm like, it still blows my mind.
Yeah. Because I think we kind of have this like laid out historical timeline. Like if you laid out a rug,
segmented,
it's like very segmented, very one after the other, and we never see the overlap between them.
Yeah.
Today's oldest living tree, which is a pine tree, by the way, it's called a bristlecone pine, was already 1,000 years old when the last woolly mammoth died.
And it's still alive.
I want you to guess where this tree is.
Pine tree. So it's got to be somewhere where it's not touched a lot.
That's a good guess.
If I had to guess, I'd say like Canada, like somewhere colder. Canada, or like, I don't know. Is Russia cold?
Very. That's something I never considered. Yeah, like a very isolated area with like no human interaction, but
yeah,
it's actually in California.
Wow.
And it's over it's over 5,000 years old. So
that's insane. How can they tell that without like taking a core from it? And I guess you could do that without killing it.
I guess. So yeah, if you're ever interested, you can just take the drive on out to California. It's in the White Mountains. And I remember when you visited Cincinnati, we saw a couple of trees up near Dayton that are from like the 1400s. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Out on those trails.
So it's only, you know, like 600 years old as opposed to
5,000.
But even that tree is like this magical tree that, I don't know, there's like a very spiritual like vibe around that tree for me when I visit that super old one. It's just pretty humbling. Star Wars came out the same year as the last guillotine execution in France.
Which was?
1977.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
There was a guillotine execution in 1977.
March 20 or May 25th.
Who was it? What did they do?
It was a guy who was beheaded for the torture and murder of a young woman.
Okay, maybe we should bring it back.
1977.
That's insane. That is not long ago.
This one is very American. By the time the pilgrims made it to Plymouth Rock, there was already a palace of the governors in New Mexico.
A palace of the governors, what's that?
So it said that Spanish explorers had been in that Southwest area for almost a century by that time. And as we know, indigenous way before that.
Right.
But they had a palace of the governors in Santa Fe, already a thriving settlement.
Love Columbus Day so much.
Look what we discovered. It's never been, it's like a four-year-old. It's like, this is mine.
Tell me I'm special.
I found it.
I did it.
Well, actually, these people found it way before. Well, no, I found it.
But I'm the one. I'm the smart guy. Hot takes.
Okay, here's another one. This kind of reminds me of the guillotine, and like, it sounds like a super historical thing, but it's like 5 minutes ago. Swiss women got the right to vote the same year as the US drove a buggy on the moon.
Which would have been what, like the 60s?
1971.
70. Wow, really?
Yeah.
Have they always had a democracy, I wonder?
That's something I'm not sure of. But I mean, if you think about it, America was only 50 years before that, and mm-hmm. it's only 100 years ago that women got the right to vote in the US. I mean, insane, but crazy. Not surprising. Okay, I have a couple more for you here. I have three more. So the next one I have, you got to follow me on this one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The last known widow of a Civil War vet died mm-hmm. in 2008. So that's the same year that Barack Obama won his first presidential election.
Wow. That's like, I don't know. It's like meant to be.
So she married a Civil War veteran in 1934 when she was 19. He was old. He was 86 at the time.
Jeez.
Yeah. But illegal. It's one of those things, kind of like the 10th president we were talking about, where there's just this like crazy long gap of time.
Yeah.
Things of happening. So she was 19. He was 86. They got married. And so she was alive and she was a Civil War vet. I mean, it's just, or Civil War widow.
Widow, yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Two more for you. Scrolling through here. Charlie Chaplin died in 1977, which was the same year that Apple was founded as a company.
Whoa. I guess I think of... I think of him as segmented as well, because I only ever remember seeing him in those old movies.
The talkies.
Yeah.
Actually, not the talkies, the silent.
They didn't talk. Before. Yeah. There were no words.
And then this one's kind of weird because these two overlap, and one kind of to me feels like childhood, and the other one kind of feels like when everything kind of changed. And this mm-hmm. is the last one. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows was published in the summer of 2007.
Mm-hmm.
That same summer, iPhone came out.
Huh. That makes sense, though. That tracks.
That one is weird to me because, for one, Harry Potter doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
No, it wasn't.
It's been 15 years.
Yeah, they just had their 20-year reunion.
Yeah. It's sure. been almost two decades since the last one came out. But to think that that doesn't seem like that long ago, and it's hard to imagine a life without iPhones now or smart.
Oh, technology. Yeah, no, not at all.
So what are your thoughts with those?
Crazy. But it also made me think of one of the things that always blows my mind time-wise, which is there's not really anything to relate, but I guess it's my little submission, how long humans have been on the earth versus like dinosaurs.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like, okay, so here, this Google result says, fossils in DNA suggest people looking like us, anatomically modern Homo sapiens, evolved around 300,000 years ago. You want to guess how long dinosaurs were on the Earth?
I honestly have no idea.
You're probably going to combust. 165 million years.
Oh my gosh.
Dinosaurs went extinct about 65 million years ago at the end of the Cretaceous period, after living on Earth for about 165 million years.
So how long, or how long, what is it with humans? How long?
300,000. Right? You want to go walk off a cliff with me? I'll meet you.
That's like such a humbling thing.
I mean, right though? That's my little submission.
If you think you had a long Monday.
Yeah.
You're pretty lame.